Kelsey Bear.
My husband doesn't get me flowers for Valentine's Day. What should I do?
If they don't get flowers for you, what's the deal? It's nothing. It's just nothing. It's just a stinking pile of flowers.
Get your husband something, and then he'll probably start giving you something.
Just buy them for yourself.
Buy flowers for yourself. That should suffice.
Chelsea Bear, why don't you try getting him flowers and see how he reacts to that? And if he doesn't like receiving flowers, tell him that you'll take them.
Go buy your own flowers. And then maybe be like, you see, you could have gave me these flowers, but now I have to buy them. It's okay, but just next Valentine's Day, buy me flowers.
Write a note to him and say, get me flowers for Valentine's Day.
Give him some hints before that day approaches.
Subliminal messages, just like, I don't know, put flowers around the house so he sees flowers. Then on Valentine's Day, he's like, oh, flowers!
Sometimes you have to tell them. They're not mind readers, and us women, we assume they could read our minds.
Let him know that you would like something for Valentine's Day and that you really like flowers.
Don't be mad at him. He probably has a lot on his mind. And so just be patient. A gentle reminder always helps.
Earlier on, just hint at it, being like, my friend got flowers, how nice is this? And then hopefully he'll catch up on it. If he doesn't, just gotta flat out ask him for some.
Alex Farrell says,
Zoolander 2 or Deadpool. I don't know what those are. Which should I see and why?
I would say just go see them both, because they're both very good.
I hate to break it to you, I don't know either or, but I think just from the name, Zoolander 2 sounds pretty cool, and you probably saw Zoolander 1 if you wanted to see it, so go see the next one.
Zoolander 2, because 2 means a sequel, and if there's a sequel, that means the first one was good.
Zoolander 2, I seen the trailer, and it sort of looked funny. I do like Ben Stiller, so maybe you should go with that choice.
Is that even a question? Deadpool, all the way. It's not even... Oh, why would you even ask that?
Definitely Deadpool, because Ryan Reynolds...
You've got to go with Deadpool. I mean, with the greatness of comic book movies nowadays, and now we're getting the mouthy Merc, you've got to go watch Deadpool.
Deadpool, obviously. Okay, I guess Zoolander was a good movie, but sequels are... no, they're always second when it comes to, like, Deadpool.
I have seen Zoolander 1. Oh, my God. I hated that movie so... I'm sorry. I couldn't finish it. Go Deadpool all the way, because, Zoolander. I couldn't take it, man.
British guy asks,
how can I perfect my British accent without going to Britain?
YouTube to the rescue. Just Google people with British accents and just practice.
Go on YouTube. Type in Britain's accent. They'll probably help you there.
Watch a lot of British YouTubers, maybe.
Go watch Downton Abbey or one of those other British TV shows, and you can definitely perfect it.
Watch some British movies. Watch some of the actors that are superstars, and you pick up on it.
Listen to some British TV programs, BBC, and, you know, try imitating what you hear there.
Start saying your words a little bit weird, like banana.
Start, like, hanging out with British people, and then you could, like, you could say, like, hi, can you teach me British?
Talk like you're gonna go have tea with the Queen. So, like, hello, how are you? Oh, God, that's so stereotypical, but just go with that.